All right, here we go. If you've just tuned into the show, here's some highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. The White House expressed concern at reports that the U.S. military has secretly paid Iraqi newspapers to run pro-American articles written by a special military task force. A White House spokesman said the Iraqis should not be misinformed. Tortured, maybe, but never misinformed. The administration said that they plan to correct the situation, but noted that once the military puts the stories in the press, they have no strategy for getting them out. President Bush has been summoned for jury duty in Texas County, in the Texas County where his Crawford Ranch is located. Juror 286, also known as George Bush, has been called for jury duty, but will not be appearing in court next week. Bush will appear in court in 2007, though, as defendant 483. Insiders say initially Bush was going to serve, but then he was told he might have to be in a room with people holding different opinions from his own. A man pleaded guilty to trespassing in Seattle in a case in which he admitted to entering a neighbor's barn to tape his friend having sex with a horse. His friend was killed in the encounter. There was no injury to the horse, which was confirmed when the closing credits of the video said no animals were harmed during the making of this film. The friend died from internal injuries, but not until the next day when the horse kicked him to death for refusing to at least call. The videotaper said his wife is now in tatters, but vowed he would get back up on the horse. 55 passed. How do you like that? How do you like them jokes? All right, so what were we going to do?
And if it's damp and it vibrates, you might, in fact, have sex with it.
That is, you know who that is? That is that guy. What is his name? Neil Horsley. He's got a website. He's like a Christian ranter. He is he's a guy that's got a website. Now I don't have it written down. I don't know what the hell happened.
If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might in fact have sex with it.
That guy, you know that he's like a Christian propagandist. He's a guy that rails on liberals. He rails on perversion. He rails on indecency. He rails on everything on his website. Christian, I'll find it for you in a second. I can't seem to figure out where the hell I put it, but. That guy was on Alan Combs' show and just basically said, come on, God, when you grow up in a rural area, you're going to have sex with anything. Mules, cow, it doesn't matter, anything. Let's hear it again. Yeah,
if it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might, in fact, have sex with it.
If you want to get to know that guy, go to ChristianGallery.com because he's obviously a very moral cat.
I feel that way about my car.
Yeah.
You know, wow, it's warm, it's vibrating.
Oh, come on,
it's
you guys.
It's an exhaust pipe.
Come on, come on, come on. That guy, Neil Horsley. Raves on about immoral liberals. He uses words like desecration, pagans, lust, perverted tolerance. And then look at that. What's he willing to tolerate? Now, what, you're having sex with your car, Kale? I was barely paying attention. I heard something that, what are you, what?
I'm saying with his quote, that's what he's saying, is that, hey, you might have sex with your car. It's warm and it vibrates. You might just, in fact, have sex with it.
Wow, it's like a J.G. Ballard story, this thing. This is like Crash. This is the interface between the machine and the flesh. It's like a Videodrome. It's like a David Cronenberg movie. You dig, man? Are you with me? Did I just ruin your little adolescent sex talk rant?
I don't think so.
Yeah, am I calling you an adolescent? I have some nerve, don't I? Don't I have some nerve?
If it's warm and if it's damp and it vibrates, you might, in fact, have sex with it.
God, America is so thankful for America. That's what I say. They wouldn't be anywhere without us. We are changing minds.